Welcome to Condor Currents. I'm Ty Garibay, president of Condor Computing, and we're diving deep into the latest currents in computer architecture and RISC-V innovation. This episode is brought to you by Condor Computing, high-performance RISC-V processor IP from Andes Technology, the world's leading RISC-V processor IP provider with 30% market share and over 12 billion SoCs shipped. Learn more at condorcomputing.com. Today, we've got some fascinating stories, from Jim Keller's new venture at Ahead Computing to an AI agent that built a RISC-V core in just 12 hours, plus India's breakthrough with their homegrown DHRUV64 processor. We'll also take a nostalgic look at Mac CPU architectures and explore how RISC-V is reshaping high-performance SoCs in 2026. Let's dive in. First up, we have some major news from the CPU design world. Ahead Computing has introduced what they're calling a breakthrough CPU architecture for general-purpose computing. And here's the kicker. They've got Jim Keller on board. Now, if you know anything about computer architecture, Jim Keller's name should make your ears perk up. This is the guy who's been behind some of the most revolutionary CPU designs of the last two decades, from AMD's K8 architecture that brought us the Athlon 64 to Apple's A4 and A5 processors to Tesla's full self-driving chip. When Jim Keller joins a company, you know something big is brewing. Ahead Computing is positioning this as a breakthrough for general purpose computing, which is interesting because that's exactly where we need innovation right now. The traditional approaches to scaling performance are hitting physical limits, and we need fresh thinking about how to architect processors for the workloads of tomorrow. Without more details on their specific approach, I'm curious whether they're looking at novel execution models, new memory hierarchies, or perhaps something completely different. What we do know is that with Keller's track record of turning innovative ideas into silicon reality, this is definitely a company to watch. The timing is perfect too. With the industry hungry for new approaches to performance and efficiency, Ahead Computing could be positioning themselves right at the center of the next wave of CPU innovation.
Speaking of CPU architectures, How to Geek has put together a fascinating retrospective on Mac CPU architectures, essentially every major transition Apple has made over the decades. This is more than just nostalgia. It's a masterclass in how architectural decisions shape the entire computing ecosystem. Apple has been through some incredible transitions, from the original Motorola 68000 series in the early Macs to PowerPC in the mid-90s, then to Intel x86 in 2005, and most recently to their own Apple Silicon starting with the M1. Each transition was driven by different factors: performance, power, efficiency, cost, or strategic control. What's remarkable is how Apple has managed these transitions relatively smoothly, especially considering how disruptive they can be for developers and users. The PowerPC to Intel transition was particularly bold, essentially throwing away years of optimized software and starting fresh. But the payoff was enormous in terms of performance and compatibility with the broader x86 ecosystem. The latest transition to Apple Silicon might be the most impressive yet.
Apple took everything they learned from designing mobile processors and scaled it up to compete with high-end desktop and laptop CPUs. The M1, M2, and now M3 series have shown that you can achieve incredible performance per watt when you control the entire stack from silicon to software. It's a reminder that architectural innovation isn't just about the chip design, it's about the entire system and how all the pieces work together. Now let's shift gears to some exciting RISC-V developments. Indexbox has published analysis on how RISC-V CPUs and GPUs are reshaping high-performance SoCs in 2026, and the projections are pretty remarkable. We're seeing RISC-V move beyond its traditional strongholds in embedded and IoT applications into serious high-performance computing territory. This isn't surprising when you look at the trajectory. RISC-V has been steadily climbing the performance ladder, and the ecosystem has matured incredibly quickly. What's particularly interesting about the 2026 timeframe is that we're seeing RISC-V implementations that can genuinely compete with traditional architectures in compute-intensive applications.
The open nature of the RISC-V instruction set architecture means that companies can optimize their implementations for specific workloads without being constrained by legacy compatibility requirements. We're seeing this at Condor Computing with our Andes Technology RISC-V IP. The ability to customize and optimize for specific use cases gives system designers incredible flexibility. The GPU integration aspect is especially compelling. Traditional CPU-GPU architectures often struggle with data movement and coherency challenges. RISC-V's flexibility allows for much tighter integration and novel approaches to heterogeneous computing. Plus, the economic advantages of OpenIS AS are becoming harder to ignore as SoC complexity increases. When you can avoid architecture licensing fees and have full control over your processor roadmap, the business case becomes very compelling, especially for high-volume applications where every dollar matters. Here's something that honestly blew my mind when I first read about it. IEEE Spectrum is reporting on how an AI agent built a RISC-V CPU core in just 12 hours. 12 hours. Let that sink in for a moment. Traditional CPU design is measured in years, not hours. We're talking about a process that typically involves teams of highly skilled engineers working for months or even years to design, verify, and optimize a processor core. And this AI system did it in half a day. Now, I'm sure this isn't a full-featured production-ready core that you'd find in a smartphone or data center processor, but the fact that A, I can handle the complexity of even a basic CPU design is genuinely revolutionary. Think about what goes into CPU design. You need to understand the instruction set architecture, design the data path, implement control logic, handle hazards and dependencies, optimize for performance and power, and verify that everything works correctly. That's an enormous amount of domain knowledge and design expertise. What this suggests is that AI tools are becoming sophisticated enough to handle complex, multi-constraint optimization problems in digital design. This could be a game changer for the entire industry. Imagine being able to rapidly prototype different architectural approaches or automatically generate specialized processor variants for specific applications.
Of course, there are still huge challenges around verification, optimization, and real-world performance. But as a proof of concept, this is incredibly exciting. It suggests we might be entering an era where the barrier to entry for custom silicon design drops dramatically, which could unleash a wave of innovation in specialized computing. And speaking of innovation, we've got some fantastic news from India. They've unveiled the DHRU-V64, a homegrown dual-core 1 GHz RISC-V processor. This is huge for several reasons. First, it demonstrates the global reach and adoption of RISC-V. When countries like India are developing their own sovereign processor capabilities using RISC-V, it shows just how strategic this architecture has become. The DHRU-V64 isn't just a research project. It's a real working processor that represents years of development and significant investment in local semiconductor capabilities. The specs are respectable too. Dual-core design running at 1 GHz puts it in the range of processors you'd find in embedded systems, IoT devices, and potentially even entry-level computing applications.
What's particularly significant is the homegrown aspect. India has been working to build domestic semiconductor capabilities, and RISC-V provides the perfect foundation for this kind of sovereign technology development. Unlike proprietary architectures where you're dependent on foreign licensing and roadmaps, RISC-V allows countries to develop their own processor ecosystem. This aligns perfectly with India's broader semiconductor ambitions and their push for technological self-reliance. From a technical perspective, I'd love to know more about the implementation details, what process node they're using, what kind of performance characteristics they're achieving, and how they're positioning it in the market. But regardless of the specifics, the DHRU-V64 represents another major milestone in RISC-V's journey from academic project to global computing platform. It's exactly the kind of innovation that the OpenISA model was designed to enable that wraps up today's dive into the latest currents in computer architecture and RISC-V innovation.
From Jim Keller's new venture to AI design CPU cores to India's sovereign processor development, we're seeing incredible momentum across the entire industry. The pace of innovation in our field continues to accelerate, and RISC-V is right at the center of it all. Condor Currents, brought to you by Condor Computing, part of Andes Technologies' RISC-V processor IP portfolio. Don't forget to subscribe for your daily dose of architecture insights, and join me tomorrow when we'll be covering more cutting-edge research and developments. Until then, keep those currents flowing.